In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to be looking at the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, which occurs on June 30th. The theme, as I look at these texts, I would say is discipleship. Because, as I've mentioned so many times before, the theme is taken from the gospel. And then the first reading is meant to throw light on the gospel, and the second reading as well, but it seems to have its own rhythm sometimes. And so the gospel, you see, is Jesus on his way to Jerusalem and calling people to follow him. And these are the people who don't do well at that. You know, let me go home and bury my father, and things like that. And the Lord is saying, discipleship is urgent. You drop everything, and you follow me, and I will take care of your father, and your mother, and your sister, and your wife. And I will show you how you are supposed to be a disciple, whoever you are, in whatever way of life you lead. But some of you I will call to be attached to me, and nothing else but me. So they're celibate, and they're given over completely to the gospel. Now, so the theme is discipleship. Now, most of the words that have to do with disciple come from a word, L-M, lamad, L-A-M-A-D, lamad, let's say, to learn. The Talmud is the teaching. The Talmid is the disciple. So he's a learner, but he's attached. You see, in that culture, the rabbis had their Talmidim, and they taught, and the others listened and learned from him. And they were part of it. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, all of them had their schools, and they listened to the rabbi. And he taught them. And mostly what they were learning would be the scriptures and the Talmud. Notice the same word, huh? The teaching. And that's that large book divided into sections. How to keep the law. So today we're doing discipleship. We have examples of this discipleship in the Old Testament. One of the most dramatic is the call of Elisha, who's called by Elijah. It's in 1 Kings 19, starting with verse 19. And what you're going to see here, I'll read just a bit of it for you, is a rhythm that you'll see in so many of these texts. Huh? So, Elijah goes down to Horeb, which is Sinai. He encounters God. And God says to him, what are you doing here? He said, look, I'm filled with zealous zeal for Adonai Sabaoth, because the sons of Israel have deserted you, and so forth. Now, after talking to him for a while and giving him an experience of God in the still small breeze and not in the thunder and lightning and earthquake, God says, go back by the same way to the wilderness of Damascus. You are to go and anoint Hazael as king of Aram. You are to anoint Jehu, son of Nimhi, as king of Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, as a prophet to succeed you. So, leaving there, he came on Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing behind 12 yoke of oxen, he himself being with the 12. Elijah passed near him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah, and he said, "Let me kiss my father and mother, then I will follow you," he said. Elijah answered him, "Go back, I've done nothing to you." Elijah turned away, took the pair of oxen and slaughtered them, and he used the plow for cooking the oxen, and he gave to his men and ate. He then rose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Now that's the, so what is that rhythm, you see? The rhythm is, as I'm going to point out now, you see, the prospective disciple is occupied at his duties. Here, Elisha is plowing. The apostles are fishing. Matthew is tax collecting. They're doing something. And a call is addressed to them, and they leave everything and follow. Just as Elisha did here, you see? That's the rhythm. And so you see it here, biblically, and you'll see it in the call of the disciple. The fishermen, tax collectors, whatever they are, and they drop everything and follow him. And so the disciple followed. Now, the prophets had Talmidim, disciples. There's a text, for instance, in reference to disciples in Isaiah 8:16. Go teach among my disciples. There are other examples as well of this notion. But I want to develop it more. For instance, the disciples of the wise men are called sons. That's the first word in the book of Proverbs. Listen, my son. I'll find that quickly for you. I'd read it. Because chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs is absolutely wonderful. Example of this, drop everything, follow me, listen to me. If I can find it quickly, I'll read it to you. Well, here I am, I'm at Proverbs. These are the Mishle, the Proverbs of Shlomo, son of David, the king of Israel, to teach chokmah, to teach wisdom, and so forth, and goes on. And so he becomes a disciple, and he's called. When God says, "Who shall I send?" the only one of the prophets who said, "Don't send me. I don't want the job." Jeremiah, "Oh, look, I'm too young." You know, God says, "Don't say you're too young. I'm telling you to go." Proverbs like 1:8, listen, my son, to the discipline of your father, and to the work of the Torah. Of the Torah of your mother. Now you see, so there. Now the others are called the disciples of God. For instance, the call of wisdom, in a text I could read for you, right there in Proverbs. Chokmah is standing in the street, in the piazza. Giving up her voice and saying, raising her voice and saying, You know, anybody who's kind of dumb wants to learn, come to me, I'll teach you. I'll make you, you see? And they become disciples of God, for instance, in those texts. Then it says in Jeremiah 31 and in Isaiah 54, everyone will be taught by God. Everyone will be a disciple of God. Now that is finally realized when in chapter 6 of the book of Acts, and from there on, all the believers are called disciples. You see, they will all be taught by God. You have that lovely prophecy of this in Jeremiah 31:31. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will pour out my spirit, and no one will have to tell another, know the Lord. They'll all know me, because I will forgive their sins, and my spirit will dwell in them. You see? And the disciple of Jesus, huh? Somewhat like the disciples of Moses, but absolutely unique. And so you see, there is this characteristic. Huh? Discipleship characteristics are: be a friend to the person, and not just to the doctrine. I follow so-and-so because of his great teaching. No, it's in a personal adherence to the caller, to the prophet. It's a personal attachment. Actually, the key in the New Testament for discipleship is to love Jesus. When Peter's going to be installed as Pope and the head of the disciples, what does Jesus ask him? Have you remembered everything I told you? Are you ready to get martyred? No. Do you love me? So our job, especially those of us who preach, is to be close to Jesus and to love him. And then we'll learn from him and we'll want to do what he wants us to do because we love him. And that's important. And so discipleship has that first step, is adherence to the calling one. You see? And that's how we become a talmid, a disciple. We love him. We want to learn from him. We want to do what he tells us to do. And that's how we become disciples. Now, as I say, after having used the word for this select group who Jesus calls, and then others later, finally in Acts 6, every Christian is a disciple. But not everyone is a disciple in the same way. Some of us, and now I'm talking to the priest and the bishop, have been personally called, you come, follow me. What am I supposed to do? One thing you're supposed to do is obey me. Because if you love me, you'll obey me. So the key is to love Jesus. That's what makes us a disciple. That means cultivating a relationship. That means, believe it or not, getting out of bed and praying for an hour before the day starts. It's just morning by morning he opens my ear, the servant says, in Isaiah. And so that's the call, discipleship.